Live from KQED News, I'm Kate Wolf. California lawmakers are considering a bill to expand a program that aims to help parents support the gender and sexual identities of their children. Jill Jacobs is with Family Builders, the nonprofit running the Youth Acceptance Project in the Bay Area, which sends trained clinicians and social workers to meet with families. Jacobs says LGBTQ youth who are rejected by their relatives are significantly more likely to end up in foster care.
We sit down at the kitchen table with them. We meet them where they're at. Often the families are struggling with grief and guilt and fear.
The bill would provide funding for a 5-year pilot and expand the program across the state. Today is the last scheduled day of negotiations before 2,000 mental health care workers from Kaiser Northern California are set to go on strike. The union says Kaiser understaffs clinics, leaving therapists and counselors with high workloads. Clinical psychologist Michael Torres says Kaiser is violating a state law on timeliness of care, which took effect in July. He says patients are forced to wait 4 to 6 weeks between appointments,
which is unethical. It promotes the longevity of symptoms, and it only makes conditions worse over time to be seen with such infrequency.
Kaiser officials say they are working with state regulators to establish guidance for implementation of the new law. I'm Kate Wolf, KQED News.